Hey everybody, and welcome to yet another episode of Writer Club Radio. We're still doing this shit. I'm your host, Jeff.
Fucking another one of these things?
It just keeps happening.
God.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm Liam. My name's Liam. Hi, everyone.
Who?
Good morning. I'm Liam.
Oh, the dude I do the shitty podcast with.
The guy with the glasses, yeah.
I also have glasses. That tells me nothing.
I'm the short one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
The manlet. As one would know.
When will they ever learn?
This week we watch Kamen Rider Ghost episode 45. This shit's almost over.
Oh, thank God.
And Animal Sentai Juojur episode 26. I can't believe we're past the halfway point.
It feels like it just started.
It does. That tells you a lot about these respective television programs.
Yeah.
Liam, what happened in Ghost this week?
A lot of shit. What did you think, Jeff? I loved it.
You know what? I feel like there was more that happened in the episode than your description.
Takeru fights Adele and he touches him, which causes him to see Adele.
Ew.
As I know. It causes him to see Adele as a happy little child. He goes into his memory, and he sees him as a little baby.
And his sister is his mother.
His sister is his mother. What a world.
What a twist.
All the world is falling for Adele's scheme. They're all going into his back, and literally everybody on Earth bought Demia the day it came out. So they're all going into his brain.
The news station is like, the shit that's fucking everybody up and stealing their souls was sunspots or whatever. You need to buy Demia stuff. It blocks it or whatever.
It's sunspots in the form of giant angel wings descending on this one church in Tokyo. Just don't worry about it, everyone.
Just buy the fucking contact lenses.
So Akari wants to make a portal to the Ganon world, because now nobody's an icon anymore, so they can't just go. They have to make a portal.
Edit this shit out. Fuck.
Yeah, every time you yawned in the last episode, you immediately continued talking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was no pause at all. That was fucked.
I like to leave little challenges for you. I consciously do it.
Well, I guess we're learning that you're a huge fucking asshole today.
So yeah, Akari's trying to make a portal to the Gamma World. It's not going very well. She sits at a computer for a while. Makoto, like, okay, you remember the Deep Spectre icon has some sort of connection to the Gan Misers that is never fully explained or explored.
Yes.
So he says, okay, I'll use this. I can probably use this to control him, right? And he tries, and it doesn't work. But then he fights himself, and then nothing happens. But the other Makoto also has a Deep Spectre icon. But it doesn't matter, because they fight and nothing happens.
And he also tries to rape Cannon.
Yeah, he tries to touch the back of her neck, but he decides against it at the last second.
And he has, like, 100% I'm going to molest this child look on his face the whole time.
It's a strange look. We're learning more and more about Makoto the longer this show goes on.
It's like, when he started sneaking up on her, I was like, oh no, this is Makoto's dark side. What's he gonna do to Cannon?
It's the side we saw in the dream earlier. Coming back full force. Ooh.
Ugh.
So yeah, he fights himself and nothing happens, and there's a fight, nothing happens. Takeru goes into the life stream by meditating real hard. He goes into the stream of souls to try and get
and
into...
And then the Gammas block him.
The
so
Gan Misers block
him.
There's a fight, nothing happens, he goes back. Some Gan Misers beat him. And then Takeru comes back to the real world, and there's a fight with some Gan Misers there, and nothing happens. And then the Gan Misers get blown up, and then Takeru disappears. No one can see him. And that's the end of the episode. So Jeff, what did you think of Kamen Rider Ghost episode 46?
Liam, this episode was horse shit, and if you say you liked it, you're off the podcast.
Jeff, this was my favorite episode of Ghost so far. It was a masterpiece. I especially liked the part where nothing happened.
10 out of 10.
It was another episode of Ghost. That should tell you everything you need to know about this episode.
You loved last episode of Ghost.
You know what? Last episode of Ghost, the last episode of Ghost, was like staring into the face of God, okay? And this one is poop.
What? Every time I talk to you, your opinion on the last episode gets more and more fucking outlandish.
It's the Ghost episode 45 is the absolute peak of Kamen Rider. It never got better.
It's 45 right now. The one we're talking about is 45.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. This is the best episode.
Jesus Christ. I laughed out loud during the scene when the giant golden ghost of Adele floated over the church.
He's like, don't worry, everyone. You will all become me. And he's like, it's like this terrible Photoshop of him, this awful overlay of him.
It is absolutely fucking terrible. It's just a photo that somebody, like, turned the opacity down on and put it in the sky.
It looks like... I don't know what, like, it looks like a really cheap DVD from the, like, not a cheap DVD, but like a cheap VHS from, like, the 90s. It's teaching you how to garden or something, and the host appears above the gardening. Like,
it looks like Mark Kistler's Imagination Station graphic.
It's such an awful, cheap effect. The editing in this episode in general is a disaster station. There's one scene.
Good joke.
There's one scene that I love, my favorite scene in all of Ghost. Is it's a scene of Takeru and Ikari, and like they're standing by a waterfall, and Takeru's like, you know, I heard a motherly voice in that flashback with Adele. I wonder what my mother was like. I saw a lot of mums today, and they're like having this peaceful little conversation by a waterfall, and the music in the background is like, hey, so sana, yo, sana, la, la. And it's like this Latin chanting, like the final battle, and it's like the most like. What the fuck am I supposed to feel looking at, like, what is it supposed to be, like, building up to a climax? Is it, like, a nice quiet scene? Because it's, like, trying to be both? I don't know what the fuck they're trying to do. I don't know. I don't think they care.
Also, we now learn that Takeru had a mother and he misses her in episode 45 of this 50-episode series.
This isn't even a movie promotion either. He had a mom and she died right after he was born.
And also, the two chicks are also in this episode. They appear for 10 seconds this time in two separate 5-second intervals.
Yeah. So they stare off into space, and they say that Takeru is the key to all of this.
Why the fuck are they in the show?
I don't know. I hope it's never explained. I hope they're just not in any of the later episodes, and just that's that.
I was hoping they wouldn't be in any more of these episodes. Like, they wouldn't appear again at all. That would be hilarious.
I would love it.
Adele's plan is to become the world.
Okay.
And he's connected to everyone on the planet Earth right now.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't he just do it?
Why doesn't he just do what?
Become the world.
Well, he's not... not everyone has bought Demia yet, I think. See, if I were Adele, I probably would have waited like a week. Maybe like a month for lots of people to adopt it. It's like Windows 10. You know, they rolled it out and it takes like a year for that shit to get adopted by even like a decent amount of people.
I guess.
But everybody
everyone on Earth has to have Demia.
Demia had a worldwide...
Or else the sunspots will kill you.
It had a worldwide release. Global release, which is not... It's not unheard of for a tech thing. And then everyone bought it the day it came... The hour it came out, really. Like, right when it launched.
People start, like, falling dead in the streets, like, as soon as the Demia project launches.
Yeah. Shit.
Like, did they already have it?
They had it, and they were waiting for their copy to get activated.
Is that their pre-order bonus?
Yeah, they got the pre-order bonuses. You get to be the first one into Adele's back.
You go to GameStop and get your Demia pre-order bonus.
There's an especially great scene in this episode. I think last week we were talking about Steve Bills being evil, and someone tweeted at us, I don't remember who, someone tweeted at us, and they were like, hey, you guys do remember that Steve Bills is possessed by an icon? And I nearly fell over in my chair because I didn't remember.
I didn't remember that either.
I thought it was just... Like, it happened so long ago, I thought he was just evil. And this is the episode, finally, where they pull the icon out of him and hit it, and he becomes just like a normal Steve Bills again. And I was like, holy shit, the dude was right. The Twitter guy was right. He was possessed.
It was like a weird little scene, too, because it's like 5 seconds. He's like in a hallway, and he says, everyone will succumb to the power of Demia, or whatever.
Mm.
And Alan's like, no, they won't! And then he makes an eye, and the icon pops out of him, and he's just like, where have I been?
It's such an afterthought.
These bunch of fucking weirdos are like, no, you have to come with us.
These circus freaks in your hallway.
And he's like, okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure this is fine.
Because he's such a deep, introspective character, Steve Bills.
Steve Bill, really the most compelling member of the cast so far.
It makes you wonder, like, the torture he must have gone through being a pawn of such evil machinations, right? Like, what did he feel on the inside during all of this?
He doesn't remember any of it.
No.
Can you imagine, you're just, like, working in your office one day, And this dude comes in, he's like, hey, I got a proposition for you. And he throws a ball at you, and then you just wake up, and it's like, it's been like 3 months, and there's a bunch of clowns trying to drag you out of your office.
You're like not even from Japan. You don't know any of this shit.
I just want to go back to fucking America or Sweden or wherever the fuck Steve Bills is from.
He's like fucking Steve Jobs and Bill Gates did the fusion dance to make him. He's from America.
How is he such a fuck up?
He made the perfect mind control device. I guess. Shit that supervillain scientists have been trying to do since the 1920s.
Yeah, Bill Gates dreams of that shit.
Bill Gates doesn't have to dream of anything. He can just throw money at it until it happens.
He can't make all the world go into his back, though. He's been trying for decades.
That's what Windows 11 is going to be. Steve Bills gets un-Steve Billsed.
He turns from the villain we know and love, becomes back to a normal man.
And I'm sure he's going to heavily feature in the plot from here on.
Absolutely. They're going to make maximum use of this character, for sure, in the last few episodes.
He's definitely not just going to appear once or twice in the next 5 episodes and not do barely fucking anything.
I think you're being pretty generous there, Jeff, with your assessment.
Well, he has to appear once to go on TV and be like, no one should use the Demia project, I'm recalling it.
I don't know, man. You'll see, like, what you're saying now makes sense. And that's not really Ghost's MO.
Yeah, that's the problem right there.
Like, that's the next logical step in the plot. That is not how Ghost writers do, if we've learned anything.
That's true. We're going to find out that Ghost had another parent that we didn't know about up until now, and
he
misses him.
You're going to find out that Ghost has Demia in his eyes. He was born with them because of the time vortex.
We're going to find out that Ghost had a brother that's going to appear in the new movie.
This is all going to be in the last episode, too.
I hope the plot ends at episode 49. I hope there's just episode 50. I don't give a shit what it is. I just want the plot to be over.
I'm more excited for like a completely nonsensical, far removed after story episode for Ghost than anything else, because at least then I won't have to give a shit if it doesn't have anything to do with anything.
I'm not excited about anything anymore. Oh. Not after Ghost.
Oh, it killed you. It killed your soul.
It's, my soul is now in a tiny ball in another dimension.
That's fine. Maybe you won't have to watch Ghost there.
God, I wish. If there's a hell, they just play Ghost there all day.
Oh, I think that's the Gamma World.
Ghost as a character in this episode, doesn't exist. And then he actually doesn't exist at the end.
He fades away. Everyone shouldn't even notice. They'd be like, well, okay, let's go. Guys, what about
Wait,
me?
Wasn't there somebody standing in the middle of our group all the time? Nah, you're just remembering things wrong.
I don't think so. What about me, guys?
Didn't he have 4 days left to live or whatever? Why is he fading?
I think he's fading because he's got...
Maybe he doesn't believe in himself hard enough.
He was fine, though. He beat the Ganmas and he was like, oh, right, guys. And then he just disappears.
Maybe he doesn't believe in himself hard enough.
Maybe he was putting on a front for his friends.
Maybe this whole show is a convoluted fucking mess where nothing leads into anything else and there's no real continuity or stakes or characterization or motivation for any of the characters.
If I didn't know any better, I'd say the writers aren't exactly doing their best with this television show. Good thing I know better.
Every time Akari says, let's do our best, I'm like, you mean like the writers aren't?
she's looking like off screen at the cast and crew of the show, like, guys, please.
The people out, like, holding the boom mics are like, why is she looking at us? She's supposed to look at Takara.
The director asleep in his chair obviously does not notice.
It's tough to talk about this episode because nothing happens.
It's like I said, it's a cavalcade of shitty fight scenes. It's filler leading up to the final episode.
Adele is, like, taking over people's bodies with a really, really terrible, like, face over top of face effect.
Yes, oh my god. More editing in this TV show. It's so good.
Igor's like, oh my god, he's turning me into him like he's doing with everyone else. For some reason, I thought that wasn't gonna happen to me.
I thought I would be the exception, even though he's absorbing everyone in the world. Gyro appears in this episode briefly, and he also gets the Adele face.
And he sure does.
It looks terrible.
It looks like, fuck, what's that part in Ghostbusters 2 where Ray gets, like, the Viggo the Carpathian face over top of his face? And that movie came out in, like, 1989.
I have not seen Ghostbusters 2 in at least 15 years, so I don't know.
I know a lot about Ghostbusters.
I was gonna say something. Fuck. Hang on, let me catch my train of thought before you went off about fucking Ghostbusters.
You gotta put something in the podcast, Liam.
I haven't.
You gotta put something.
I haven't. Sometimes this isn't just Ghost. Sometimes I wish Ryder was a little more subtle with its special effects. Like, it just, like, I'd rather have a show that's really low on special effects if you can't do them good. But I think that's too much to expect out of Kamen Rider. You gotta have lots. It's an effects-based TV show, but, like, I would rather have something a little more subdued. Like, I was gonna say, like,
I'd rather have, like, practical effects.
Yeah, well, that's...
If you can't afford good CGI effects for what you're trying to do, like, it's gonna look terrible. Just do it practically, if you can.
Sometimes practical effects are more expensive. Like, a lot of the time, they're more expensive. You gotta get the pyrotechnics and everything, and...
Yeah, they just waste the pyrotechnics, though. They just set them off in the background while other shit's happening.
That is if it's a real explosion and not the fake digital ones they use.
Sometimes they use the real explosions to highlight the fake digital ones.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Whatever. That's the way it is. Anyways, I wish they would stop overlaying Adele's face onto everyone.
That's going to continue for every episode.
Sorry, I misspoke. I mean, I wish they would keep doing that for the rest of the show and never stop.
A little reverse psychology on him,
I want that to happen to Keiru at least once or twice before the end of the show. I want, like, when he's struggling against the battle and, like, Adele's taking his soul over, I want him to shift his head into Adele's just once. I'd like that.
I want a good show.
Well, you have to take what you can get, Jeff, with Ghost.
I'm asking for too much.
Mm-hmm. What are we, miracle workers here at Toei?
It's the fucking problem I had this whole episode, besides the fact that nothing happened, is that there's like 78 fights in this episode.
There's actually, I counted them, there's about 16 quadrillion fights in this episode.
And, man, that must have taken a while to count.
Yeah, I had to go through it a couple times.
There's, like, maybe two punches in the entire episode.
It's just finishers.
It's all finishers, it's all special effects, shit flying through the air, particle effects, explosions, ducking and weaving and pushing.
Yeah, they go under and they grab them. They do, like, a football tackle sort of thing to the midsection. They always do that.
What I look for in tokusatsu are characters I can enjoy and enjoyable fight choreography.
Yeah,
those are the two main things I really want out of a tokusatsu series.
You can't have that with Ganmizers.
No, they're giant, like, linebacker-ass, huge monster mashes with no faces or eye holes.
It's like Ganmizers are like, it's like you're wearing, like, six suits of armor. Like, your shoulder pad is a suit of armor, and your leg is a whole suit of armor.
One World of Warcraft armor
set. Yeah, exactly. They can't move. They can flail their arms around like morons, but they can't, like, do anything. So the fight scenes have to be really subdued with them, and they look awful.
Out of all the Ganmizers that they had to choose to be, like, the focal Ganmizer, why did they choose the one that looks like he's made out of bowling balls and ice?
I don't know.
Like, at least the fire one looks like fire.
Yeah, he looks like
fire. He doesn't look like a fucking bowling monster.
This is like if Freeze from Drive fell into a blender. Coming as the bowling ball Ganmizer.
I don't know. The Ganmizers are shit. We've been over that a million times.
I can't say enough about how I hate the Ganmizers. They're, like, so bad.
The Ganmizers as a concept are bad enough, but their suit designs are fucking atrocious.
Yeah, they're ugly. They're ugly, over-designed pieces of shit.
Like, you don't... Most monsters in tokusatsu, you can look at it and be like, I can tell what that's based on.
Mm-hmm.
At a glance. What the fuck are the Ganmizers based on?
You have a color is, like, the only identifiable trait, and the rest is just shit mashed on top of shit.
If one of them fucking, like, stabbed me and stole my wallet in an alley, and I had to like, point them out in a lineup of other Ganmizers, they're getting away with that shit. I can't tell them apart.
He was blue, and he was fucking incomprehensible to the human eye. That's that's what I got for you, officer.
He had these giant fucking shoulder pads, and the officer's like, you're gonna have to be a little bit more specific, sir.
Oh, fuck. Do you have anything else to say about Ghost this week?
I don't know. Didn't, like, Makoto's clone say that he was the real one now?
That was last week, I think he said that.
Yeah, he said that, and then he did the exact same shit he's always done in this episode, just with the Deep Spectre icon instead of the regular one.
Maybe he could have kidnapped Kanan, and then had, like, something could have happened, but no, it didn't happen.
Something would have happened, alright.
He was creeping up to take Kanan. He was like, yeah, I'm gonna advance the plot of this TV show, I'll take her to the Ganma world or something. And the director was, like, yelling from off screen. He's like, don't fucking do it. Don't fucking do it. And he looked, okay, I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, what stopped him?
I don't know.
Like, I get that that's gonna be, like, revealed or whatever, but I don't actually
care. Yeah.
I'm just pointing out that it's silly that that was put in the 45th episode of this fucking TV series.
Maybe he's becoming so real that he's starting to love his sister.
I guess. It's like, that's my main complaint, I think, is all this shit is happening in the 45th episode of a 50-episode series.
Yeah, you could have,
I mean, all this shit is in what happened last episode. Nothing happened in this episode.
Nothing happens this episode. They just putz around for a while, and you find out that Ghost and Adele are second cousins or something. He's his uncle.
They're connected in some way, I guess.
The mom is the...
Dude, wouldn't that fucking suck if it turned out that Adele's mom is fucking Takeru's mom and she just remarried or some shit?
She remarried a ghost?
Yeah, why not?
Well, yeah, anything can happen.
Have you ever seen the Patrick Swayze masterpiece, Ghost?
Of course I have. If
it's a 10 out of 10 movie right there.
If Takeru's mom didn't actually die, but instead went to the Ganma world to reign as queen, that'd be a pretty interesting plot point. They could have done that.
In the 46th episode like of the 50-episode series?
They could have done that in the past, yeah. I mean, if they were writing a show that was not terrible.
I mean, this is the problem. If they were doing that in the 46th episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
They should have mentioned that Takeru had a mother and he knew she existed at any point before that.
I miss Makoto's dad.
Did I say Makoto or Takeru?
No, you said Takeru. No editing here. I'm just thinking about Makoto's dad.
Okay, I'm going to have to badly ADR in with my other mic.
No ADR. Don't worry.
Fucking only one person noticed that.
Well, I'm sure they noticed. They all noticed. Just one person decided to comment.
Only one person commented on it. Two people, but anyway. Makoto's dad is in the movie. Please watch it.
I don't want to watch the movie, man. I don't want to.
The thing is, a couple months from now, there's going to be subs for that movie.
Yep.
And we will be in a completely different series. And I am never fucking going back to Ghost. I don't care what comes out with him in it. It's not fucking happening.
Overtime, I'd like to extend to you an offer. I can give you a blank check. Name your price. Don't sub the Ghost movie.
You know, you could just not watch it.
Nope.
And save your life savings.
I'm saving the life of everyone who would watch it if it was subbed. I'm doing this for the good of humanity.
Maybe it's a really great movie.
TV Nihon, I'm also available.
I couldn't say that with a straight face. Nobody's gonna fucking watch the TV Nihon one anyway unless they're idiots.
Oh. Shots fired.
I don't care. Who's even listening to this podcast on episode, like, 79, I guess, that doesn't know that I'm not a fan of TV Nihon?
Yeah, I guess. Look, they're prolific. You can say that for them.
They sub shit that nobody else does.
Yeah, they got the first.
So I guess that's appreciated.
Jeff, are we done talking about Ghost now?
I say it every week, but I wish forever.
Soon. Soon, brother.
Soon. We're getting closer.
I have news. I bring news from the East. I have one piece of news.
One piece again. After your perilous journey into the news land, you only bring one news back for our entire tribe.
I'm sorry. They run so fast I can't catch them.
Tell us the news.
Kamen Rider Ghost is officially done filming.
Woo!
The end is in sight. All the actors got flowers and cried with tears of joy that they would never have to set foot on the set again.
Do you think they think that they're making a good product?
No. I mean, come on. Like,
I don't know, man. You couldn't...
Well, to be fair, like, okay, like, look at this from the perspective. I'm gonna go ahead and assume that most of these actors don't watch Toku.
Oh, no.
Like,
no,
maybe a couple of them, but, like...
No, they're fucking adults, man. Adults don't watch Toku.
Yeah, fuck. Who over 18 watches Toku? Seriously, fuck. God, get your fucking life like together.
You have to be a huge fucking loser. like, no one's ever even hugged you in your life.
God, get a fucking life. but I'm gonna go ahead and assume that none of these people watch Toku, so I imagine they don't really have a metric. Maybe they'll just they'll see Steve Bills walking down the hallway with the Ganmisers, and they're like, oh, well, you know, it's silly, but that's coming right here, and they just don't.
I guess that's how it goes.
Yeah,
I don't know whether they have experience with it or not. I know a lot of the older actors have been in other tokusatsu before.
Yeah, that's true. And every now and again, there's a younger actor who's like, yeah, like I remember Gakusano was a big fan of Kuga when he was a kid. So like he has like a metric, but he was in a good show. Shun Nishime is not in a good show. I don't know what the hell he watched.
I feel bad for him. Because he really does seem to like the role of Ghost.
Yeah, he seems like a decent enough fella.
And I mean, he cares about the fans. His fans tend to be like 5-year-olds, but he cares about them.
That comes with the territory when you do Toku. I remember there was a thing a while ago where a kid was sick with a terminal illness.
Yeah, and he like recorded a message for him.
He said, can I go visit the kid? And his agency said no. He said, can I tweet at the kid? His agency said no. So he like went around and recorded a little video telling him to Genbete. Because Ghost was his hero.
That's exactly how that word is pronounced, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm taking classes.
Taking night classes.
But it's like, the little kid said that Ghost was his hero, and he found out, and he wanted to do a nice thing for him, even though his agency was trying to stonewall him around every turn.
Yeah, like, what kind of, like, horrible fucking monsters are in his agency that are like, just let the child die.
Do not give him hope. He must join Adele.
Oh, you piece of shit.
Look, as far as I know, the child is not dead, so it's okay.
I guess that's okay.
If he lives, I'll laugh about it forever. If he dies,
it's like his fucking agency is like, he's like, I need to help this child. If I don't give him hope, he'll die. And his agency's like fucking Rocky IV. They're like, if he dies,
he dies.
He dies.
Fucking Dolph Toei.
I just can't believe that shit.
But, like, he seems like a genuinely good-hearted man, Shin Nishime, which is why I feel...
call him a man. He's like a tiny child.
He seems like a genuinely good-hearted chum, which is why it's unfortunate. He's like the dude that played Decade, where, like, he's such a great dude. It's so bad that he had to be in Decade.
Decade itself is a shit show, but every appearance he's ever had since has been delightful.
He's a hysterical asshole. I love him.
He has been the best part of every crossover movie he's been in, for the most part. So.
Yeah, yeah, he's great.
So that's all the news you have?
That's, yeah, everyone cries.
Our tribe will starve!
I'm sorry.
The cold winter is coming, and we have no news with which to burn.
We will. We will have to build the shelters extra thick this year. I have lots of leftover icons that no one bought.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Last winter, we were perfectly encapsulated by all the shift cars nobody ever wanted.
I still can't believe how bad Drive sales did for toys.
Well, they were just cars.
That's true. Shift cars are fucking lame. That's true.
They are. They are lame.
I liked Drive a lot, but I'll say it. Shift cars fucking suck.
It's the Ghost and Drive movie. We already talked about it, but, like, every scene that had anything to do with Drive was, like, a million times better than every scene that had anything to do with Ghost.
Yeah, because I miss these characters in Drive. I really do.
I miss having characters.
I miss characters, period. It was such a nice time.
But now that your news is done, why don't we talk about Animal Sentai Juojur Episode 26?
Yeah, let's talk about the real show this week. So this week on Juojur, Bungalay is fucking with a wedding. Jeff, did you like it?
This episode wasn't that great. Really? It wasn't bad or anything. It was good, but it just doesn't live up to a lot of the other episodes. It's like, it's good, but it's not like knocking my socks off good like the other episodes were.
I guess, no, I thought it was as good as all the others.
Really?
I say this stands shoulder to shoulder with the rest of the series. It's a different kind of episode than we're used to. It's a bit of a mold breaker, because it's all Bungalay, and it's sort of, like, Bungalay seems like he's getting his own little story here. Like, everything to do with Bungalay seems to interconnect a little, which I like a lot about him.
He's looking for something. He has some sort of a goal on Earth that doesn't really involve the Juo-Gers or the Deathgalians.
Yeah, he's trying to find
something.
But he still
just wants to fuck Yamato's day up. He just wants to see him cry.
That's what I love
goal.
About him. That's his side motivation. Is like, he's not even looking for him. He just stumbles into Yamato, and he's like, oh, his friend's having a wedding, eh? I cancel my dinner plans.
Like, he's just a great big bully. Like, he finds Yamato in the hallway, and he's like, I'm gonna give him a swirly.
What's up, fuckboy? I hear your friend's having a wedding.
It'd be bad if something happened to it, wouldn't it?
Please don't, Bungalay.
Give me your lunch money, and maybe I'll think about
special
it.
Special connection.
It's like I said, this episode is good. I really enjoyed it, but I mean, it's not as good as, like, I don't know, like, there was a connection in this episode, but it was between Yamato and a character that barely has any fucking screen time that we don't learn anything about.
Yeah, I guess his
and
friend
the other is characters
a little bland.
The other characters were far more in the background for the most part.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like it had the same sort of character interaction that other episodes do. It had a little bit here and there. And I guess my main problem with it is how unbelievably tacked on the giant robot fights have become.
Yeah.
They're literally just distractions.
Yeah.
So that Bungalay can leave.
Yep. Yep, but I mean, they're already fuck.
I mean, at least there was some sort of, like, story reason.
There's a pretense to them before, yeah. Now they're just distractions.
I love the show, though. Like, when I'm saying that this is good, I'm still giving it, like, an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Other episodes have been 10 out of 10s, 9 out of 10s. I give this, like, an 8 out of 10. It's a really good show, really good episode.
I feel like the stuff with Bungalay is going to be mostly to do with Yamato, which almost I could say is like kind of a shame, because he has this incredibly specific, incredibly convenient ability that has a lot of potential for storytelling, like pulling people's memories out and making them relive the memories. That's cool. I really want to see them use that, but they haven't used it on any of the Juojus other than
it in the next episode.
On who?
Well, the next episode, we don't know who he uses it on. The whole thing is that either, I think, Sayla or Tusk is a duplicate.
Oh, yeah.
And they have to figure out which one it is.
With a game show.
Yeah, by having a fun game show.
I'm pretty much looking forward to that a lot. But
I'm super fucking psyched, because it's not only is it about them trying to figure out who's the real one and who isn't, but it's also a Tusk and Sayla-centric episode. It's a duo we haven't seen before.
It's a double whammy.
So I'm really excited for that one.
That's going to be fun.
I mean, we got some cool stuff in this episode, too. Like, we got to see everybody in their weird-ass formal wear.
Yeah, like, they all wear formal wear, but it all is sort of reminiscent of their usual costumes. It's a nice little attention to detail.
Leo's wearing, like, a banana suit and, like, a headband with flowers on it.
Yeah, and Tusk still has that fucking shoulder thing hanging off of his shoulder.
He's got like the sash thing he's always wearing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like that.
There is a great character moment where Leo makes fun of Sayla for acting all girly, and she punches him in the gut and says, I am a girl.
Yeah, little things like that are sprinkled throughout the episode.
Little character interactions that always keep things like popping.
I do like that this is sort of like this episode and a few past as well. They haven't seemed to have forgotten that Juo of the World is the strongest. Like, sometimes they'll let him jump forth and do a finisher, or sometimes they'll all get, like in this episode, they all get their asses kicked, and then Juo of the World's like, oh, I can do it, and he goes toe-to-toe, you know, like one-on-one for a bit before he loses. It's like, it doesn't fuck the story, it doesn't make him the center of the limelight like we were afraid of, but the writers, mm-hmm. it's nice that the writers haven't completely forgotten his power level, which is cool.
Yeah,
like
he's
that.
Still stronger than the rest of the Juojers, unless, you know, Yamato gets fucking fired up, then he's the strongest.
Yeah, that's true. Once Juo Whale appears, oh boy.
fucking, yeah, everybody gets knocked out of their transformation except, Misao. He's like the one that takes the longest.
Yeah, he gets it last, yeah.
And he actually does his, like, final transformation to try to fight and still gets his shit rocked. So Bungle's, like, a real threat.
He's a real motherfucker. He's not some monster of the week.
Yeah, he is a real motherfucker. That's how I would describe him. His entire goal is just like, I don't like Yamato. I'm just gonna make his life shit.
The best part is that's not his main goal. He just likes doing that a lot. That's his weekends.
That's his fucking downtime. That's how he unwinds.
I've had a really long day. What can I do to Yamato? Where's my banana cream pies?
I like that kind of villain, though. Like, Black Manta, Aquaman's villain.
Yeah.
He just fucking hates Aquaman and just wants to make his life a living hell. That's his entire reason for what he does.
Personal animosity is always fun.
Like, he's such a fucking bastard, too, that he causes Aquaman's son to get killed.
Oof.
He kills Aquaman's son and then causes his wife to get banished to, like, another dimension or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time he meets Aquaman, he says, "Hey, Aquaman, how's the wife and kid?"
What a
shit.
He's
such a huge fucking asshole. I love it.
But I will say that the focus of this episode, Yamato's friend, is a little... It kind of falls flat.
It's a little weak.
It's supposed to be like, oh, it's this magical thing that is at risk of being ruined, but it never really feels all that important. It doesn't carry the same emotional weight as Yamato's mother or something like that they would do in a past episode. So I will give you that. It was a bit of a weaker...
Yeah, it's a really good episode, but it's weaker than the other episodes.
Yeah,
that's how
yeah.
I would say it.
I can see that.
And it just felt like the other Juojers were just playing bit parts.
Yeah, it's...
Which other episodes don't really feel like that, even when there's a specific focus on Yamato or Leo or Tusk or anybody.
Yeah, a lot of the times one of them will have a useful thing to do that affects the plot. This time it doesn't really happen.
Yeah, this kind of happens a lot in Super Sentai, where once the sixth ranger appears, the non-red rangers become bit players in the plot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, with next episode being all about two of them, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But
it did scare me for a second.
I think it's fine for a Sentai series to have more of a focus on the red and more of a focus on the special dude than the others. I expect that.
Yeah.
As long as the others get some stuff to do and are still fun to watch and have their screen time in their episodes or whatever. That's fine.
As long as they have, like, a decent amount of focus each.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be, like,
an ensemble. Yeah.
There might be a main character. Yamato is absolutely the main character of the show.
Mm-hmm.
They felt, like, super secondary in this episode. Like kind of like Mario. They were just kind of there, for the most part.
They've been demoted to Mario, and Mario was demoted to not even appearing in this episode.
He'll be back.
He'll be back.
He'll be wearing
so.
A stupid animal hat. He'll be back.
I love Mario.
He's great.
He's great. I miss
the whole
him.
Show is excellent. Like, I even had a conversation earlier with Belf. Belf is not... friend of the show, Belf, if you don't know. We haven't talked about him in, like, a million episodes.
Belf is not a friend of the show.
Okay.
No, I mean, the way you said Belf is not, and then you pause and you're like, friend of the show.
Yeah,
like,
Belf is friend of the show for now.
For now. He plays his cards right.
He hasn't watched Juojer, and I basically just talked him into it because it's so good.
It's
you
so
gotta.
Good. If somebody came up to me and said, "Hey, man, I don't know shit about Sentai," I would say, "Hey, I didn't know shit about Sentai either, and then I watched Juojer and it was sick. So you should watch that."
This is one of the few shows that I've watched in Toku where if somebody was like, "Where should I start with?" This series, like, where should I start with Super Sentai? I would say Juojer.
Yeah, it's not a bad choice. It's a good show.
Like, I wouldn't have done that with Drive. I wouldn't say you should start your Kamen Rider experience with Drive, because it's really dry.
Drive's,
dry
yeah.
Drive.
Drive. Drive's good, fuck but you. I wouldn't start there.
So this is the first, like, concurrently running series that I would be like, just start there.
Just, yeah, it's right in front of you.
I mean, there might have been others, like, in the past, but I mean, like, while the show is running.
Yeah.
While Rider Club Radio is running.
Yeah. Certainly wouldn't have told anyone to watch fucking Ninja.
I didn't watch Ninja, so I'm not gonna tell anybody else to.
I tried to watch Ninja. I tried and failed.
I watched a total of 5 episodes of Ninja, including the crossover with Jiraiya.
Yeah, I watched 1 and 2, and I said, well, this isn't very good, and then I heard there was one that had Kakuranger and Hurricaneger in it, and I was like, oh, I'll check that one out.
I still haven't watched that one.
Nah, it's Ninja. It's got the 2 actors back, like, the face actors came back, which is super cool, but, like, it's still an episode of Ninja, so take from that what you will.
I'll watch it sooner or later. I got too much shit to watch.
Yeah, I know.
The backlog. And people are still like, when are you guys going to watch Ultraman Orb?
Oh, fuck. I forgot about Ultraman Orb.
Yeah, I did too until I read that.
I'm watching like 6 different TV shows right now. I'm sorry. I'm trapped.
Yeah. I'm trying to get through Stranger Things right now. And it's like fucking 8 episodes. And I'm on 6.
Someone just spoiled me on Game of Thrones so I could stop. I'm very close.
The dragon kills everybody.
I know Jon Snow lives, and...
Whoa!
Yeah, he lives, I hear.
Why are you spoiling? You fucker! That's like 8 seasons ago or something, probably.
I don't know it. I mean, he's always alive, so I guess it's always happening.
I guess. But that's all I really have to say about Juodra this week.
Okay.
Why don't we have some mail?
Open up the mailbag.
Well, we got a lot of shit on Twitter this time.
Okay. We always get shit on Twitter. Are we talking about questions, or...?
We have actual questions.
Oh, okay.
Our first question, I think, is a repeat. It's from Ginga Herb.
Ginga Herb or Ginga Herb? Is he Herbert, or is he a
Ginga
Sal?
Ginga Herb. He's 420, and says, what up? If you guys were Juman, what animal would it be? It could be the same as one of the Juodras, if you want. Didn't you say you'd be a pug Juman?
Yeah, I want to be a pug Juman. Or an ugly, ugly insect.
Yeah, I said I'd be a turtle. A turtle Juman.
Turtle. You would. You fuck.
Turtles are awesome. Fuck you.
They're alright. They live for
turtles
a while.
Turtles are walking tanks.
They're walking tanks that you can pick up and throw like a frisbee.
Yeah, and then they just get up and walk.
Yeah,
I guess. Fucking, they're a tank.
I guess.
So I guess that answers that. I think I had another answer last time, but I don't fucking remember it.
I wonder if there are bug Juman.
I don't know.
You don't
this
see
is
any.
Like, what's your fursona?
What's my fursona?
Be one of those horse heads in the background.
One of those floppy ass horse heads.
He also asks, are either of you keeping up with the DC Rebirth comics? And no.
Nope. I don't read comics.
No, the last time...
Jeff reads comics.
Yeah, the only thing I really know about Rebirth is that they brought back the, like, pre-New 52 Superman because nobody liked the post...
Oh, I heard about that. There was 2 Supermans, and then the New 52 one got hit by lightning or something?
He got hit by a car, and they had his funeral on Thursday.
Destroyed by Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah, Dr. Manhattan created the universe as well. I know that now.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
DC's doing some happenings.
They might be really good stories, for all I know. It seems like a lot of backpedaling.
Well, that's what a reboot is, I mean.
Yeah, well, like, sometimes I see people complain that, like, comic book people can't deal with change, which is true in a lot of ways. Like, comic book readers aren't good at dealing with change, which is true in a lot of ways, but I feel like comic book readers would be more on board with change if it wasn't, like, stupid. if it wasn't just change for change's sake. Like, if there was a reason for it, like, maybe if there were better stories that could be told with this new change, or... But it's mostly just, look what we did, please buy the comic.
Sometimes it's like, yeah, look, Barry Allen's got a goatee now. And that's just it. He grew a goatee.
It's, I don't know about DC Rebirth. It might be good. I don't know.
I ain't touched that. I know Dr. Manhattan's there. That's all I know.
Yeah, I guess the Watchmen is, like,
Watchmen's coming in.
In the universe or whatever. Do you know, there were all these jokes and shit for years about them doing, like, a reboot of the Watchmen in the 90s. Like, an edgier, darker reboot called Watchmechs.
Watchmechs? Like, they're robots?
So it was like an X-Men book.
Oh my god, I want to see that.
There were jokes about that for years. There's tons of fan art, like, pretending to be the real art. It all looks like Rob Liefeld art.
Sick.
And then DC actually did a sequel to Watchmen.
Yeah, they did Before Watchmen, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a prequel, but it's like, fucking Alan Moore was like, wow, that's really fucking stupid. I don't want anything to do with that. And they were like, well, we're just going to do it anyway.
Yeah, we don't need you.
Well, Alan Moore's just that way as well. He's just like, what, you got a business proposition? Shut up your fucking ass.
He doesn't like having his works touched usually, but sometimes, like, I remember, you ever read For the Man Who Has Everything? The
yes.
Superman story? When they yes. turned that into a Justice League episode, I heard they asked him, can we do it? And he said, yeah, you asked permission,
yeah.
Fuck it, just do it.
For the Man Who Has Everything is one of my favorite Superman stories.
Yeah, it's a good story.
I fucking love that story.
Yeah, remember they took Robin out of the Justice League episode, though? It's a shame.
Well,
why could they
Robin,
do that?
Robin played a part or whatever, but I guess he wasn't really necessary. The Justice League episode gets every point besides
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the important shit.
Robin was like...
I just like Robin.
We think about Robin now as being like this dumb sidekick that Batman has around who's obviously like his junior partner and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But for the longest time, like, you couldn't have Batman without Robin.
Yeah.
Like, he was just with him all the time. Even, like, in the Justice League and shit.
He's indispensable.
It's like, if I was another member of the Justice League, I'd be a little confused about why he's bringing a 12-year-old boy on all of our missions. Like, nobody even asks. A lot of them had their own 12-year-old boys. So.
Yeah, there's Aqualad, there's Speedy.
Kid Flash. Kid Flash, one of my favorite comic book characters, because he progressed in a way that most comic characters don't. He grew up and became the Flash.
He became the real Flash, the adult Flash.
And then they had, like, I don't know, like 20 years of good comics with him in them, good to middling comics, and then they just erased him from time and space.
Yeah, well, that happens.
He's back now, though.
That's reboots.
He is back now. There are two Wally Wests. There's White Wally West and Black Wally West.
Yeah, I heard about that, too.
It's confusing enough that there are two Flashes. There's, like, two Wally Wests.
One of those Wally Wests is not going to make it to the end of the year. That's my prediction.
It does not pay to be a minority character in comic books, so...
What's our next...
Our next question is from Dewey Defeats Truman, who says, how excited are you that the series is going to finally end in a few weeks? Can't even put that shit in the words.
Sometimes I don't know whether I'm more excited for X-Aid to start or for Ghost to end. It's like they're vying for the top
spot. Exact same way. Every time I'm sitting and watching Ghost, all I can think about is, I just have a few more.
We're at 45 now. There's, like, maximum 5 more. That's all we got.
45 fucking weeks of this, dude. That is almost a year straight.
That's a fair chunk of your life you gave to this show.
I think about that
sometimes.
That's
like 1/80th of your life, depending.
I think about that sometimes. Like, it's 20 minutes a week.
Yeah.
Like, how much of my life did I give to this show that I could never get back?
Could you imagine if you devoted that time to, like, learning a new skill or...
I could have cured polio by
exercising
now.
Or something.
I mean, it was already cured, but it would be easy to figure
you
out
could,
a cure that way.
You could just start from scratch and figure out a cure and go, well, I figured it out.
Figured out another one, just in case you need it.
Gotcha. Now I'll start on... I'm trying to think of another horror.
Watched a different series.
You could have just watched a different series. Didn't we? I remember we said that if Kamen Rider ever got bad enough, we would start watching a different series. But by the time
we didn't.
By the time we realized what we'd gotten into with Ghost, it was already like 20, and it was like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah, it felt like we were already like halfway done. It couldn't be that long we had to deal with it. And yet here we are, still
we are.
Dealing with it.
It's way too late now. It's far too late.
I hope that answers your question.
I hope that answers your question.
Our next is messages from Cetarex, who says, what's the best arc of Dragon Ball Z? Include Dragon Ball 2 if you want.
The best arc of Dragon Ball is the first Tenkaichi Budokai where Goku fights Jackie Chun.
That is a fucking excellent arc.
That is so... mainly for the fight with Jackie Chun is like unbelievable. Whole,
like, Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z, that's your favorite?
Yes, that's my number one. Or the Frieza saga. I like the Frieza saga.
I like the Frieza saga a lot as well. I would have to say if I had to pick one arc from all of Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z, it would be the King Piccolo arc.
Oh, that's when he's like an old demon king.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
like
a good one.
The best fight in the entire series is Goku versus like Piccolo Jr.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's second best.
That's the best fight in the whole series. Although I do like Goku and Piccolo versus Raditz a lot.
Oh, I love that fight.
That is Saiyan a really Saiyan's fucking really good fight.
Yeah.
And Goku versus Vegeta is a fucking classic as well.
The one from the Saiyan saga, yeah.
Yeah, the one from the Saiyan
saga. That is absolutely classic. I still know, you remember the bit where they're standing in the wasteland and they both have their own little pose when they're about to fight?
Yeah.
Iconic.
That's awesome.
Iconic is what that is. Great scene.
I also really enjoy the fight between Goku and PyCon in the other dimension when they're both dead.
Was that anime filler? Or was that in the movie? Okay, because I didn't see that. I only read the manga.
That was anime filler, I think. It's a really good fight, though.
Yeah? Who is PyCon? I know he's green.
Yeah, he's like a weird alien from another sector of the universe.
Okay.
He was like a champion, and then he got murderized by somebody.
That's a shame.
And he fights toe-to-toe with Goku, and it's a cool, fun fight because it's like a friendly fight. They're pals.
Yeah. That's pretty sick.
And really, if we're talking about, like, really entertaining fights as well, like the fucking, the fight in, what the hell is it called?
You can do it.
The Dead Zone.
Is that the one with Garlic Jr.?
Yeah, with like when he gets huge and like Piccolo and Gohan and Krillin have to try and fight him.
Yeah, that's also an anime thing. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
It's good, but Goku versus young Piccolo is the best fight in the whole series.
I like Goku and Jackie Chun.
That is a really good fight. The fight between Goku and Tien is really good as well.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Before, like, any of the fights before it just became beam spam.
Yeah, really.
Are really good.
Frieza Saga and back is when the fights are good. Cell is when it gets starts to get a little ridiculous.
It does get a bit beam spammy. Yeah. I guess Krillin and Gohan versus Raccoon is a pretty decent fight.
Yeah,
as
that
well.
One was desperate, yeah.
Yeah, it was like two fucking midgets versus the tallest man in the world.
That was a pretty good fight.
This is not the Dragon Ball cast, so I guess we'll cut it there. I could talk about it forever, really.
We could do a Dragon Ball cast, yeah.
It's sad that we got more excited about that question than anything related to Kamen Rider.
Do we have any Rider questions?
Our next question is from Anachronism, who asks, which writers do you think, for whatever reason, would be most inclined to buy their own merchandise if they saw it in the store? Godai.
He made his own merchandise. That was one of my favorite scenes in Kuga, is when he comes into the little cafe where his uncle works at, and he's like, hey, check it out, and he's like, he's got a shirt, and he's like, look, it's Kuga's symbol, check it. He's got it on the back of his shirt.
He's not, like, excited about it. He puts it on fucking everything he owns.
Well, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's Kuga would buy his own merchandise.
Kuga would buy his own merchandise.
Probably Decade.
Decade,
as well.
I was going to say Tsukasa would buy his own merchandise.
Yeah.
Tendo would if it was fashionable. If it was, like, a nice scarf or something that you could wear in public without anyone knowing that it was merch, he would buy that for sure.
He would wear it if he didn't. He wouldn't give a shit. He would buy, like, the biggest, most garish shit, and he'd be like, this is fashionable because I'm wearing this.
Grandmother said this. It's fashionable if you put it on you.
Grandmother said this. Make things fashionable yourself.
That's it, yeah. And then everyone goes, oh, Tendo-san.
I feel like...
Who else? I think AG would be excited to have, like, a Tatoba shirt. Little t-shirt.
Probably.
Some
probably
Tatoba
true.
Underwear.
Just so he would have more than one shirt.
some Tatoba boxers.
Shotaro would buy double merchandise.
Yeah. Like, any, you could really say any of the writers who are, like, dorks, sort of goofy dorks, would probably buy something if they saw it.
Although Shoichi wouldn't. He wouldn't really care.
Shoichi would have no idea. Yeah.
Unless they made, like, cooking supplies based on Agito.
How would you even, like, a cookie cutter?
like a big sharp knife that has the Agito symbol on it or something.
It's funny thinking of the more serious writers doing it, though. Can you imagine, like, Oja with a big garish t-shirt with, like, a picture of Kamen Rider Oja on it just hanging out under his snakeskin jacket?
Nothing sells more toys than a serial killer wearing your merchandise.
Absolutely. Wearing his own merchandise.
That's funny, though, if you think about it. There were, like, a legion of children who had action figures based on a serial killer.
Yeah, it happens, man.
I guess. It's like having a Hannibal Lecter action figure or something.
If instead of
human brains, he ate human feces.
It's like fuck that book. How did that get written?
It took a second to dawn on you, didn't it?
An editor looked at that and was like, yeah, this is good, let's publish this. Like, an adult editor who was presumably over 18 looked at that and was like, presumably, I'm going to give Toei the benefit of the doubt and assume this fucker was over 18. And he was like, yeah, this is probably good for kids to read, right? Yeah, this is what people like Kamen Rider. They want to see a baby eating shit.
Of course. When I think Kamen Rider, the first thing that pops into my mind is a baby being left in a toilet.
Keep in mind, the baby kills its own mother. Sakura kills his own mother at, like, 5 days old. That's canon in the book.
He was the world's best murderer.
There is... I want to address something while we're talking about Ryuki. There is a very prevalent fan theory I've heard that people say that Ryuki has happened like 10,000 times before with the time vent, keeps resetting it. And I remember looking for that in the show, and I didn't see any evidence for it at all. Do you remember anything like that?
No.
I think people are pulling shit out of their ass. Because, like, I guess it's possible, but, like, I don't see...
People do that shit all the time. Like, if something becomes popular, there's some bullshit theory about how it's all a dream.
Like, or Ash Ketchum is dead. Yeah.
If Ash Ketchum is having a dream, you would imagine he would fucking win something in his life.
I was gonna say, why does he lose every time?
I love how they were like, Ash is gonna win the league this time, and then he fucking lost.
They advertised it. They're like, he's gonna win Kalos. Here's a little picture of him winning, and then he came in second. They're geniuses.
I guess technically he won second place.
they're geniuses.
But he did that in the fucking Indigo League.
I don't know. What can he do about Pokemon?
He won the Orange Island League.
He's the king of Orange Island.
That counts.
Absolutely, everyone remembers Orange Island.
There was that guy, the Drawer Man.
Drawer Man?
Drawer Man.
Like a man?
He was Tracy Sketchit.
Tracy Sketchit?
Yeah, that was his name. He was the Brock replacement.
Fuck that.
I like how Pokemon teaches us the valuable lesson that you need to keep your one friend forever.
Forever.
But you can just fucking ditch girls when you're done with them. Every single time.
As soon as she stops being useful.
They get too old for him.
Yeah.
Ash is like, what are you, like 11 now? Fuck off.
Isn't Ash 15 now? Didn't they age him up?
I don't care.
I don't know.
I never even liked the anime when I was young. I just wanted to play the games.
Even when I was a kid, I was a Digimon kid.
I loved playing the Pokemon games, and I loved the Pokemon manga, like the Pokemon Special.
Yeah.
I fucking loved that. And the Electric Tail of Pikachu.
I was just going to say, I had the Electric Tail of Pikachu when I was a kid.
I liked that shit a lot. There were only 4 issues of that released in America.
Yeah. Yeah, there was.
Thanks, Viz Media.
Thanks, Viz, you fucks.
I'm sure you're out of business by now, very deservedly.
Do you think Takeru would buy his own merchandise? The guy seems to have no fashion sense already.
Takeru, in order to buy his own merchandise, he would have to have some sort of a personality that makes him want to purchase things that are related to him. Like, he'd see an action figure of himself on the shelf, and he'd be like, who's this boring fucker?
That's the most damning thing about the characters in Ghost, is I can't imagine them on weekends. I can't imagine what they would do, or, like, what they'd eat. Because they don't have personalities.
They just sit around a room and wait for somebody to run in and say, "Big trouble, guys!"
They wait for Urasen. Or one of the Shibuyas.
Who cares what the other one's name is?
Yeah, I don't know. Fucking, I don't
know. The Shibuyas.
The Shibuyas.
I couldn't imagine anybody else really buying their own merchandise. Especially, like, none of the fucking Stronger would.
Stronger technically has. He's got a Stronger shirt.
Yeah, Stronger would buy a big fucking, like, screen-printed graphic shirt that has his regular face on it, giving a thumbs up and winking.
I got a Stronger shirt. I got the S.
Do you?
Yeah. It's a nice shirt.
Is it a fucking turtleneck?
No, it's not. It's just a t-shirt. I had one guy say he thought it was a Superman shirt, and I didn't correct him.
A Superman shirt, huh? That's like the laziest Superman shirt that's ever existed.
Just an ass.
When I wear, like, the fucking, like, Fleischer Studios Superman shirt that I own that has, like, the really old symbol with the black background
back from
and the
40s.
S that goes over. Yeah. People are like, what the fuck is that?
They don't know.
And I'm like, it's not even that different from the regular Superman
symbol. Superman, dude.
They're like, oh, it was weird. I thought it was some joke or something.
Not Dowd.
But then in the end, they were the joke. So I hope that answers your question somewhere back there in
somewhere,
Akronism.
Yeah, 6 hours ago.
Thanks for sending us messages on Twitter, everybody.
Thanks.
Our next question is from James.
Okay.
Who emailed, like I asked you fuckers to.
Thanks.
He said, I actually don't mind when you tweet. James says, hey guys, my question is, who is a better villain? Saturday morning cartoon villain Professor Banno or plain as bread Adele?
Banno.
I believe the answer is obvious.
Banno.
Banno is enjoyable in that Saturday morning cartoon villain kind of way, when he, like, cackles like a fucking madman at his own plans.
Yeah, he's at least, like, over-the-top ridiculous fun.
He has, like, a spark of fun to him. He's not just a blank slate that's there to stand up against the good guys.
I'd rather have something stupid than something boring. Boring is the worst sin that fiction can commit, is being boring. If it's stupid, I'd like that more. I like Banno. Banno was fun. He had a cool connection to the secondary rider. He was a charismatic man. He was a good villain.
And he would have worked as the final villain if he just would have been introduced earlier into the series.
Yeah. Flesh him out a little more.
It took a lot away from Hart, but like Hart was shaping up to not be the final villain anyway.
Yeah, Hart, he was also like a vehicle for Hart to be a little more humanized, right?
Yeah.
Get a little more development there. That was also pretty good.
If they would have introduced him earlier into the series, especially when they were hyping up Freeze to be the final villain.
Yeah.
It was just strangely timed, and the pacing was all wrong, so he just seemed like he was tacked on, and he was like Gold Drive.
Gold, yeah,
That's lame.
That was another thing that really dragged him down. Gold Drive. I would have preferred if he was just a dude, but no, yeah. Gold Drive.
He should have just had his own form.
Well, what can you do? Suit budget's tight and all that, you know? They gotta save money for those Ganmiser suits.
The next question James has is apparently kind of a spoiler for a show. But would you have, in a Rider series, a main villain or second in command to become pure evil later on? Like a pure evil Rider? Have a good week, guys. An X-Aid's ride should be the Back to the Future hoverboard. I absolutely agree with that.
I saw a picture. I don't know if this is confirmed. It's like a really blurry magazine scan of
The bicycle.
The little bicycle, the little neon bicycle.
He better be doing some sick fucking tricks on that.
Holy shit, I want to see handlebar spins.
Like, he better be doing some Dave Mirra's Pro BMX shit.
Now, there's a combination of words that I never thought I'd hear after the year 2002.
Well, you heard it here on Rider Club Radio.
My God. No, I'm sure that's not it. He's going to have a motorcycle, but I really wonder where the hell that little bike is going to be inserted.
Maybe it's what the dumb little fucking chibi form is going to be.
The level one form, yeah.
Yeah, and then it transforms into a motorcycle. But that isn't the fucking question. The question is, would you in a Rider series have a main villain or second in command become a pure evil rider later on.
Well, we sort of had that with Bano.
I guess that's true.
He was Kamen Rider Gold Drive.
He was just a belt beforehand.
That's true. I think I do like that idea of the main villain being a rider. I like when the final fight comes down to two riders. That's why I like multi-rider series a lot,
mm-hmm.
where there's like 15 of them, because chances are, fight's going to come down to two riders. I'd rather not name which series is to do that, because a couple of them kind of do.
Yeah, don't do that. This email spoiled me on something I didn't share with everybody.
Oh, no. What was it?
I'm not sharing with everybody.
Oh, that's a shame. But yeah, I like that. I like having riders be villains and riders be side characters and lots of riders, wherever they are.
I really thought that's what they were doing with Alan.
Nope.
Or I was hoping. Like, I knew they were just doing another fucking chase, but I was hoping that they were going to have, like, the main villain of the series be a rider.
That's far too interesting.
They just had him become a good guy for no reason, like, six times in a row.
That is way too interesting, Jeff. You can't have that.
It would be interesting to have a main villain, like, or a second in command, get his hands on a rider driver of some sort, and become an evil rider and be able to face the good guy, like, on the even playing field.
Yeah.
Which doesn't require it to be, like, a painted black version of the main rider. That's unnecessary.
Yeah. If it's just a dickhead. Like, we have something like that if this Kamen Rider Genom dude from X-Aid, he seems like he starts off looking like X-Aid and then his later forms are different.
Yeah.
If he ends up being just the fucking main villain, just he's there from the start and he's the main villain, I'll be happy with that if he's a good character.
I mean, it makes me think of Gaim. Spoilers for Gaim I'm not going to get into, but that wasn't handled that well.
Gaim, yeah, there was sort of, it felt like it was forcing it a little towards the end to get to that final confrontation.
A lot of dumb decisions were made by the character who becomes the final villain.
A certain character gets blown up off a rooftop for dubious reasons.
But overall, I think having, like, a villain become a rider is always a great idea.
I like that.
Rider versus rider is always really fun.
I like that, too. I like that a lot. I like it more than riders working together.
I don't.
Don't you? I know you don't.
I like riders working together when they're not all fucking boring idiots who I hate.
Yeah, I get you.
Because the writers working together in Ghost right now, I don't give a shit. Every time they're on screen together, I'm just, like, cringing, hoping that they don't do their stupid fucking catchphrases one after another.
If they're fun and they play off each other well, like Rider 1 and 2, you know, I like to watch that.
Or, like, Kabuto and Gatak.
Yeah, oh yeah, like, foils of each other.
Yeah, I enjoy Kabuto and Gatak when they're working together.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's always slightly tenuous because you never know what the fuck Tendo's gonna do. And Gatak is not afraid to stand up against him.
Yeah.
But it's still more enjoyable when they're working together, to me.
Absolutely.
So hopefully that answers your question.
Hopefully.
Our next question is from Chris V, who says, "Sup, nerds."
Wow. You hurt my fucking feelings right out of the gate.
Way to just fucking bring the party down, man. We were having a good time.
Jesus, dude.
God, have some tact. This isn't a Kamen Rider or Sentai-related question, but it's still tokusatsu nonetheless. What do you think of the new Shin Godzilla movie? I'm working my way through the entire movie series currently, and I've heard mixed things about it. Also, if you haven't seen any of the movies, you should definitely check them out. The old Showa ones are a fun watch, and I've heard the Heisei ones are pretty great.
I have seen The Terror of Mechagodzilla. That's the one Godzilla movie I've seen.
That's it?
And I loved it.
I have seen almost every Godzilla movie.
Really?
I have a little statuette of Godzilla upstairs.
Damn. Wow, I love Godzilla. I did not know you were such a Godzilla fan.
Yeah, I watched most of them on the fucking Sci-Fi channel when I was a kid.
Oh, we don't have that here.
They used to play the Showa Godzilla movies on Sci-Fi channel late at night.
Yeah.
It was like their special late night programming.
I saw the American one that came out last year. Was it 2 years ago? That one was Garbo.
That one was good for 20 minutes.
It's good for...
Can you guess which 20 minutes those were?
20 minutes, yeah. The ones with the monsters.
Yeah.
The ones...
I mean, if you watch a lot of Godzilla movies, there's a human element in all of them.
Yeah.
But they always make you care about these characters before the monsters start showing up and shit.
Yeah.
The movie... The new movie had fucking cardboard cutouts for characters except...
Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, Breaking Bad.
Who fucking dies in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, spoilers,
I guess. Who cares? The movie's not good.
That's actually a fucking service we're doing to you by telling you that, because all the advertisements were nothing but Bryan Cranston. He does the voiceover in them, even.
I went into the movie thinking he was going to be the main character. They tricked
me. He does die 20 minutes in, and then Quicksilver from, like, Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass is the main character.
Is the main character, and he's just the best actor.
He's not written very well.
No, he's like Army Man.
He's Army Man.
That's his personality.
He's the military man.
And he loves his wife.
He's going to shoot the gun. He's going to fight the monster.
He's the best at bombs.
He's so good.
That comes into play later, I guess.
He's so good at bombs.
But the movie tries to make you care about these characters while the monsters have already been introduced by not showing anything with the monsters.
Yeah, I remember that infamous scene. Where they're about to fight in Hawaii or something, the monsters are about to fight, and it's like, it shows them, like, all squaring up, ready to punch each other, and then it cuts to, like, this little kid watching a TV, and you're like, wait.
I actually enjoyed that moment.
I didn't like that.
And it's because everyone in my theater went, "Oh!" at the same time.
Being a tease.
Everybody was so fucking mad. And then, when Godzilla uses his fucking atomic breath, towards the end of the movie, everybody in my theater went, "Oh!"
That was
when he started fucking, like, glowing up his tail.
Yeah, you can see his back spines are glowing. You know what's coming.
Everybody got fucking hype in the theater when that happened.
If only it was in a good movie.
Yeah.
I remember when it ended, I felt like I'd been punched in the face.
Yeah, I felt like I'd been tricked
into
seeing that movie. But that's neither here nor there. I've seen pretty much every Godzilla movie.
Damn, what do you think of Shin Godzilla?
I don't like the design.
I like the design.
I'm sure a lot of people hate on me for that, but it's just, they went too far in the direction of having him look like a dinosaur. But he's not a dinosaur. That's not...
Here's
the
thing.
If you go too far in that direction, you get the, like, 1999 Godzilla or whatever.
let's not speak of the 1990s Godzilla movie.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. All right, I'm gonna lay it out for you.
Okay, lay it out on the table.
I'm gonna lay out why you're fucked. What I like about this new Godzilla design... is that they take it less in the direction... Like, you're right, he looks less like a giant lizard, but I'm going to disagree and say he doesn't look like a dinosaur. He looks like a shriveled-up, weird body horror beast. I like that his arms are all, like, shriveled up, like they've been burned away.
I don't know, that looks dumb as fuck to me. Like, how's he going to grapple?
I don't know, I don't fucking know.
Like, grappling is a big part of Godzilla.
It's creepy. Godzilla isn't creepy often. I like when he's, I like this creepy design he's got.
I don't know, like, I like Godzilla as a villain in the same way I like Godzilla as a hero, and I like Godzilla as a force of nature. He works in all three contexts.
Mm-hmm.
So, if they go the more villainous route with him, and have him just be like a big giant monster force of nature and everything, that's fine. It might be a really good movie. I just don't like the design very much.
Well, I think that you're fucked.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people do.
Yeah.
I'm a big Godzilla fan, and like, he looks different in every fucking movie
the suit's different.
So it's not like this is the first time he's ever looked a way I didn't really care for. It doesn't mean I didn't like the movie.
I mean, it's no Godzuki or anything.
Godzuki is only in the fucking American cartoon, you asshole.
No, he was in...
His name is Manila.
Wasn't there one thing where he's a little Godzuki, like,
his
live action?
His name is Manila.
What?
Godzilla's son is named Manila.
I thought it was Godzuki.
No, that's only in the American cartoon.
Oh, Manila.
Up from the depths, 30 stories high, breathing fire... Something, something, something. Godzilla.
See, you're the Godzilla fan. I just saw The Terror of Mechagodzilla and I loved it.
It's a great movie.
It's a pretty good movie.
If I had to pick the best Godzilla movie, I would pick Gamera.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding. I thought people were going to get mad at me for that, so I said it. I love Gamera as well. I think Gamera is just as good as Godzilla, but he's just not as popular.
Mm.
The best Godzilla movie is all of them. Watch them all.
I read a comic last year called Godzilla Half-Century War about one dude, an army dude, a Japanese army dude, who is just obsessed with Godzilla and follows him through all of his adventures, trying to kill him.
Really?
Really, really good comic. I strongly, oh, wow. Like, the art is amazing, and it has a very, it's just a very cool little, like, study of Godzilla and his relationship to this one dude that keeps following him around.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
It's a really good comic.
Earlier this year, I read Godzilla in Hell.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's same artist, I think, worked on that. James Stocko.
Gorgeous art.
Yeah.
The art is amazing, and it is exactly what it says on the tin.
It's Godzilla
goes to hell.
Yeah.
I am cautiously optimistic about Shin Godzilla.
Yeah, I'll probably check it out.
I'll check it out as well. I'm a pretty big Godzilla fan. Like, I wouldn't call myself a super fan or anything.
I had no
but
idea.
I always enjoy.
You never talked to me about Godzilla before.
I didn't know you were wanting to know if I liked Godzilla or not.
Yeah, I guess I'm not a Godzilla fan, so I never talked about it, but still, man.
Yeah. I have a lot of fucking interests. Like, I was actually when I was younger, I tried to read Bleach.
Oh, you tried to read Bleach.
I couldn't keep up with how many characters were in it.
It ended just last week, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And I heard that, spoiler alert, Rukia ends up with the redheaded guy, Renji.
Oh, yeah, the dude,
and
yeah.
And I was like, how does that happen? So I went to the wiki, and I got like 10 sentences in, and I was like, what the fuck does any of this mean anymore?
You hear about the Hollows and the Ulquiorra and the...
And the Arrancar.
The Arrancars.
And,
That's not
I
even...
guess I used to be into anime, but I'm not anymore, so...
The Arrancars were like... The Arrancars were like a fucking decade ago, too. You're not even into this shit.
Yeah, I'm not even fucking close. I got to some point where they started talking about, like, the Quincy Rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't even close to the end.
Holy shit.
I used to be into, like, entry-level plebeian anime, but I guess I'm not anymore.
I'm still into a couple entry-level animes.
What are you into?
I like One Piece. I like JoJo.
Well, I still like JoJo.
Yeah, JoJo's the shit.
And I couldn't keep up with One Piece, and now I'm, like, 9 bajillion chapters behind, so I'm done.
You fall off of One Piece, and One Piece just gets ahead of you.
One Piece is a fucking bullet train, and if you fall off, you're in another state by the time you look up.
it's fast moving at times, except for when you get to Dressrosa, then it's extremely slow moving. I remember there was a period of time when Sanji and Brooke and I think Chopper were just not in the comic for, I think, 2 years it was, where there just was not a single chapter. I think it was a year and a half.
Jesus. You want to know what's fucked up?
What?
When I stopped reading, Brooke had just been introduced.
Oh, man, you are so far behind, dude.
When I say I'm far behind, I'm not fucking joking.
You are literally hundreds of chapters behind.
Yep. There's no way I'll ever catch up, so I've given up.
Yeah, you could. You could still... Never say
people
never.
People try to recommend me. Actually, I'm really fucking into this manga right now.
What is it?
And I'm waiting on the edge of my goddamn seat for the next chapter to come out. It's called Dungeon Meshi.
Dungeon Meshi. Never heard of it.
And it's about, there's this, like, huge, it's like a Western fantasy manga.
Mm.
But there's this huge fucking underground dungeon that's, there's, like, a legend about it that, you'll gain infinite power or something if you... And it's full of treasure and shit, like a wizard made it.
Mm.
And the wizard, apparently, the Dark Lord still lives in it, but that's completely unimportant.
Okay.
What is important is this group goes down there, and the main character's sister gets eaten by a fucking dragon.
Oh, Jesus.
And the series has resurrection in it as a regular spell. It just takes a lot of skill to use, so they're like, well, if we can get her body out of there before she's digested, we can resurrect her. But we don't have any money for supplies or food. What the fuck are we gonna do? And they meet this dwarf inside the dungeon who kills, cooks, and eats monsters to live.
Mm.
like, the horrible monsters in the dungeon are his food. And he's an expert at it.
Okay.
And it's basically a comedy manga.
Yeah.
And they traverse the dungeon, and it has realistic fake recipes for food made out of monsters. And, like, it has this character who's horrifically disgusted at the monster food, but has to eat it to live.
Yeah.
And they end up in all these crazy-ass situations where they have to fight these monsters that they have no idea how to kill, and then you get a cool recipe afterwards.
That sounds hysterical.
It is so fucking good. It's like slice of life high fantasy.
That's pretty cool.
Because it's like following their adventure in the dungeon and shit, but it's not... There is action in it, and it's really well done, but it's not about the action.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, like, the comedy and the character interactions.
Yeah.
And the food will make you want to eat, like, slimes and mimics and shit. And it's so good. I fucking love it. Yeah. It's only on, like, chapter, like 28 or something now.
So it's still pretty new.
I forget, actually, I might be completely wrong what chapter it's on, but I read every chapter in a day.
Blasted right through that shit.
I highly recommend Dungeon Meshi.
Alright.
What the fuck was the question that we were on?
Read it, I've already forgotten.
Oh yeah, it was about Shin Godzilla. We already answered that.
How the fuck did we get from Shin Godzilla to this?
I don't know. We were talking about the shit that I'm into that you don't know about.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
He also asked, one common writer question I have is Blade worth watching? I watched the first episode, but was kind of thrown off by how suddenly it starts. I've heard the ending is really good, but it really threw me through a loop by starting off the way it did. What are your thoughts and opinions? And Liam has not watched Blade.
No, it's on my list.
It's, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. The first 13 episodes of Blade are, like, from a terrible series. Like, if you just watched any of those, which I did the first time I watched Blade, it seems like it's going to be a fucking shit show. Overacting, terrible special effects, story doesn't seem like it's going anywhere, misunderstandings. After the 13th episode, it gets really good. Well, like, it consistently starts getting better every episode.
That's where all the memes come from, is the first 13, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
So we can thank them for that.
Yeah, at least something good came out of it.
Yeah, if you just watch one of the first episodes, it's really easy to get turned off by it, but I would stick with it. Blade is a really good series once you get past that.
So yeah, give it a watch.
You should give it a watch.
I'm busy.
What the fuck are you even doing with your life?
I'm really busy, okay?
Okay, I guess I believe it.
I'm trying to stack 16 icons up. It's not working.
I have no reason not to believe that you're super busy.
Got kids to feed, man.
Oh my god, I'm learning stuff about you this week. So that's all for Rider Club Radio this week. You can send us some emails in at riderclubradio@gmail.com, or you can shoot us a tweet and follow us at Rider Club Radio.
Do that, and you'll have a great time.
It's a good time for everybody. We've never had any complaints on the Twitter that what we're putting out shit. And I'm guessing we will now that I've said that.
So either we put out great content or everyone's just really polite.
And this being the internet, I don't think everyone's really polite. thanks for tuning in, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
See you.
Fuck off.
Oh, wow.
どこまでも Go, 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 go Go, 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 go V machine Go, 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 go Go, 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 go V machine go, 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 でも 行くぞ 一瞬 ぶち倒す Go, 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 go Go, 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 go V Jet Go, 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 go Go, 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 go V Jet
ギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュンギュ
바전.